After a long and contentious deliberation, the World Trade Organization has failed to come to agreement on a plan to weaken patent laws for some pharmaceuticals. That plan would allow manufacturers to make inexpensive variations of drugs for distribution in poor countries. Here to talk about the plan and what happens next is NPR's Joanne Silberner. Good morning.
Good morning.
So why would the World Trade Organization even consider trying to weaken patents?
Well, that is an unusual move for the group. In most cases, it would be working hard to maintain intellectual property rights. It's a main goal of the group. AIDS has changed the picture. That's what's happening here. There are drugs that can control AIDS. The cost is way beyond the reach of a lot of the member countries of the WTO. The group has been under enormous pressure, both from its own members and from outside groups, to find a way to lower the prices of some of these drugs.
So what way have they found or at least proposed finding?
The idea is that countries could issue what are called compulsory licenses for patented drugs, and that would allow manufacturers to make these drugs without paying anything back to the folks who hold the patents. It would be for AIDS and for some other serious public health issues like malaria. They could sell these drugs for much less in lesser developed countries so that they could afford them.
Brand name pharmaceutical companies cannot be too happy about this proposal?
Well, initially they weren't. And in fact, what happened was this was worked on for a year and a half, and then back in December, every other country signed off on it except the U.S. because of those concerns exactly. But now there's been a provision added that says that WTO members wouldn't allow sales of these drugs back to developed countries because, you know, they were worried that Botswana would make these drugs and sell them back to the U.S. at a cheaper price. Well, that wouldn't happen now because there's a provision about that. There's also a move now to make it so that the drugs look different, so that they could track where these drugs are going.
So that is the plan. It was expected to pass yesterday. Why hasn't it?
It really was expected to pass yesterday, and in fact it passed the initial committee, but it went to the full general counsel. Something happened. Now these negotiations go on behind closed doors, so it's not clear exactly what. This went right up to 1 a.m. in Geneva, and it was quite intensively fought because it was really supposed to go. But some countries evidently wanted to add some clarifications to the final statement. Other countries didn't want them, so right now it's up in the air again.
Well, now does this mean the proposal's dead?
No, they're going to still talk about it today. They may even talk about it over the weekend. They've got a big meeting coming up in Cancun. They had tried to get this off the table before that, but if it's not done before Cancun, it's likely to be a major issue there.
And just so I know, you mentioned AIDS. Is AIDS the only issue here, or are there also other drugs that are on the table that could be considered here?
Well, likely drugs for malaria, TB, tuberculosis. There are other issues where the drugs are too expensive in these countries. So, yes, they're likely to be included as well.
And we're talking in very large measure about life-saving drugs here, matters of life and death.
Absolutely. There was an initial concern that drugs like Viagra would be considered, but they're out of the picture now.
Okay. Thanks, Joanne.
Thank you.
NPR's Joanne Silberner.